You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
I searched for my whole life. I kept on waiting, my heart broken in defeat, until you came and romanced me, oh you. It's easier to settle than choose what is right. To wait on love is harder than to grasp what's inside.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lifelong Journey Show, the radio show for the Lifelong Formation Office of the Department of Vitality and Mission here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. With me today, this morning, is my co-host, Victor Vallejo, who works for the Marriage and Family Ministry team. How are you, Victor?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning, everyone.
Excellent. And that wonderful music that you're hearing in the background is from our guest today, Jackie Francois Angel, who is going to be a speaker and a musician that's going to be coming to Chicago, and we're going to be talking about that today. And you know, we're very glad that she's here with us, and we're very glad that we can liven up this day with some wonderful music. Amen. For you. So thank you again for coming on and listening to our show. And we want to start off with a segment that we had a small little session that we had when Josh was still around. Josh, as you all know, has since left the program. He took on a new position over at DePaul University. So we want to send a quick shout out to Josh, Joshua Smizer. Joshua, wherever you're at, hopefully you're listening, and you know, we're just showing you some love on this day, my brother. Mm-hmm. So, well, with him, we had a little segment, right, Victor?
Yep.
And we used to call it "Is Did You Know?" And I want to say welcome, Jackie, to you. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, Jackie. So we're gonna get into a little kind of like fun fact about ourselves called "Did You Know?" And okay. I'm gonna go ahead and get it started, and I'm gonna go around with Victor and yourself. So, "Did You Know?" is just a brief saying something about ourselves, a fun fact about ourselves that probably people don't know, and you know, it's something that's kind of like cool about us, and it shapes our identity and who we are. So, "Did You Know?" Did you know, Victor, that I actually like watching plays, especially Shakespearean plays. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Well, that's a fun fact for you, Victor. So, but what about you, Victor?
Well, do you know that I get to meet Jackie Francois' husband? And I haven't met Jackie yet personally, and I will later on in the month. We went to Philadelphia, so we were taking a class on John Paul II's writing on Theology of the Body Institute, which is called Love and Responsibility. And I got to meet this guy who is funny. He introduces himself like an irresponsible person, and everybody says, "What? What is he saying that?" And then he says, "Because I left behind my wife and two kids in California, and I'm here taking this course." And everybody was, that's not loving and responsible. And everybody started laughing, and he's funny, and it's wonderful to be with him. And now I get the pleasure just to talk to you, Jackie. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation, for being here in Chicago. And I didn't know that I was going to speak with you now.
Yeah, I'm excited to come. Actually, that's where most of my mom's side of the family is from the Midwest. And so some of my relatives are actually in the Chicago area. So I'm excited to come to Chicago.
Excellent.
Excellent. So, Jackie, what's a did you know fun fact about yourself that you'd like to share with us?
Okay. So did you know I was I actually got multiple offers, scholarships to play volleyball in college, but I actually said no, and I decided to take an academic scholarship because I just wanted to go to college for free. So basically, but because I didn't do volleyball at a college, I had the summer at home, and that's when I had my conversion, a deeper conversion into my Catholic faith. So it was definitely providential everything went down, because that summer was the summer that my life was turned upside down by God. So
wonderful. Excellent.
Thank you.
So Jackie Francois Angel, for all of you that are out there listening, is she is actually a full-time traveling speaker, singer, and songwriter, and worship leader from Orange County, California. In 2006, she became an artist with OCP, also known as Oregon Catholic Press, with whom she has released two albums. She has been involved with youth ministry since she graduated high school, and she now travels the globe speaking to young people about God's love and leading worship for various events and ministries. In 2013, she married the love of her life, Bobby Angel, which Victor has already spoken to us about, that he met in Philadelphia. And they now have two adorable little girls, whom I heard from you before we actually got started with the show, that your husband is actually taking care of those two adorable young girls. So we want to thank him for that so that you can be on the show with us. Family life is so important, and we all obviously really, really support that. So if you want to know more about her, obviously, we recommend that you go to iTunes and check out her music there. But that's like the official bio, right, Jackie? But we want to get to know you a little bit more on this show. And since you are coming to Chicago for our youth rally in Mass, that it's going to be sponsored by the team of the Respect Life team over at the Office of Solidarity and Human Dignity for the Archdiocese. We actually wanted to get to know you a little bit more and a little bit about your story. And I like to start off with a question to kind of break the ice. You know, you've already mentioned that you had these scholarships to go to college. You've mentioned that you kind of had these other avenues that you could have taken that could have probably led to a lot of really cool things. But, you know, you decided to follow the Lord's path. And I just wanted to ask you, how did you first, you know, get involved with this type of ministry? Or when did you first feel this call to join, you know, the ranks of the disciples of Christ?
Well, when I was in high school, I used to want to be an actress. And, you know, down here in Southern California, you know, we have friends who are producers and writers and people in L.A. that we know. And I used to want to be an actress. And I've been on stage since I was five. Me and my two older sisters, we've been in musicals from a young age. And so I loved, you know, just being on stage, being in front of people and speaking in front of people. But definitely it was all going to be for me. And when I was in high school, my church had an awesome youth ministry. And that's where I first started experiencing God, experiencing the Holy Spirit. And it was after my senior of high school, I went to a Steubenville youth conference. And that's where I just fell in love with God. In the Eucharist, I fell in love with the Catholic Church. And I really started to get to know my faith. And because of that, I thought, you know, I want to do youth ministry because that's where God changed my life, and I would love to do that as well. So I started getting involved at our church as involved with the junior high youth ministry and the high school ministry. And when I got into college, I was involved with our Newman Club at Cal State Fullerton. And so I just loved doing ministry, and I wanted to share the love of God because, you know, he just set my heart on fire, and I just wanted to tell everybody about it. So basically, I knew I wanted to do youth ministry, and I also started writing music when I was 18. I taught myself how to play guitar, and I, when I fell in love with God, I just started writing all these songs, and I just I didn't know what I was going to do with them. I just thought, well, I'm just writing music for God. So when I graduated college, or right before graduating college, I applied to be a youth minister at a parish in Ventura, California. So I was a youth minister for about a year. And during that year, OCP approached me and they asked me if I wanted to be one of their artists. And I was like, what? What do I do? I'm a youth minister. And just through a mentor of mine, he just said, Jackie, like he was a full-time traveling musician and speaker. And, you know, he kind of just said, listen, you know, you have a gift of music and this, like, maybe this is what you could do. And so I took a leap of faith and I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to quit this youth ministry job and just do full-time speaking and leading worship. And I had like nothing in front of me, no events. And I was like, all right, Lord, if this is what you're calling me to, I know you're going to provide because you've always provided for me in the past. So I took that leap of faith and sure enough, I had done some speaking in college and some leading worship at different events, but, you know, God just started bringing these opportunities to travel and to do this ministry, and it's just continued to grow ever since, just by, you know, word of mouth or and getting to know different youth ministers or diocesan people around the country. So I just feel so, and now I take my family with me. So Bobby comes and speaks with me sometimes. We take our kids with us sometimes. So I feel so blessed to be able to do what I love to do and to do it for God.
Awesome. Jackie, we love the energy that you're bringing to the show. We're going to take a quick break. So everyone, just please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Dr. Jim Rigg, here to encourage all parents to have your 8th graders take the upcoming Catholic High School Placement Test. Our Catholic high schools offer an education that is truly second to none. Students should go to the high school they plan to attend on Saturday, January the 14th at 8 a.m. No need to pre-register. Bring a $25 check and 2 number 2 pencils. Go to schools.archchicago.org for details. That's schools.archchicago.org to find out more about the January 14th High School Placement Test.
Why do you march for life?
It's just a great afternoon for everyone to come together and witness the joy that life holds for everyone.
We're able to give people a voice who don't have one.
We live in an age where so much of communication is over the internet, and it's really nice to see a living community.
We're here to show God's love. We're here to show that every life matters.
January 14th and 15th, band together and witness to the gift of life at the March for Life Chicago. Speakers include Cardinal Blaise Supich, Gianna Jensen, Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, Bishop Paul of Chicago, and many more.
There's lots of young people. It's going to be a great day in Chicago.
Weekend events include the SFLI Love and Life Conference, Rose Dinner, Youth Rally, Aid for Women Brunch, and of course, the march itself at Federal Plaza. For more information, visit relevantradio.com or the app and select events. Join us January 14th and 15th at the March for Life Chicago weekend and support life and the mothers.
Thanks, Mom, for choosing life.
Welcome back, everyone, to the show here, the Lifelong Journey Show of the Archdiocese of Chicago for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Vitality and Mission. We are here with our co-host, Victor Vallejo, and our great guest, Jackie Francois Angel, whose music you are actually listening to as we are queuing back in. So, Victor, I was asking her about, you know, how she actually got called. And, you know, Jackie, you were giving us some great and wonderful information about how you actually felt the calling from God. And so, I mean, it's just exciting to hear your own witness and how God called you and how you actually began to answer. And I loved what you said. I really didn't know what you were going to do with all that music. But, you know, eventually, you know, you kind of like kept writing it. And and then you were approached after working for 1 year in Ventura. But so that's excellent. So thank you so much, Jackie, for sharing that wonderful insight as to how you first got called. So, Victor, I don't know. Do you have any questions for Jackie?
Yeah, I do have some questions. You know, Jackie, I'm really... where do you get this inspiration from? What kind of music you sing and write so our listeners, they can understand what is the... what are you about?
When I write songs, most of the time it's from, my inspiration comes from either reading like scripture or reading spiritual books. And And I was a music minister at a parish for 5 years and then at a different parish before that for about like 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so I love writing music for the liturgy. The song that you just heard, that's not for the liturgy, obviously. Yeah. So sometimes I write songs that kind of sound like radio songs. And for the most part, I write worship music or liturgical music. And actually, that was first how OCP approached me, because mm-hmm. I had written a psalm called My Soul Rejoices, and obviously that's from the Magnificat. And they had heard that setting, and they were like, you know, we want to publish the song My Soul Rejoices. And so I just had written it as a psalm for one Sunday. It was the third Sunday of Advent. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love writing music for the liturgy. So there have been a few times when I was listening to the gospel reading or the readings at Mass, mm-hmm. and thought, wow, there aren't a lot of songs about the cornerstone. Like I should write one. And so maybe over a course of a couple months or a year, some songs come really fast. Some songs take a long time. Mm-hmm. But you know, especially when you're picking music for Mass, you're trying to pick music that goes with the readings, mm-hmm. That goes with what's happening at the liturgy. And so as a songwriter, I think, you know, there's not a song called Cornerstone, I should write one. So actually on my last album, there's a song called Cornerstone. So that when that gospel comes up, that's like, oh, we could sing Cornerstone at Mass.
Wow, that's extraordinary. So for those of you that are wondering when you can see Jackie, actually, she's going to be with us on Sunday, January 15th, 2017, here in Chicago. The Youth Rally and Mass event will start at around 8:30 in the morning and will end at around 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that is actually a pre-event to the March for Life Chicago that actually goes from 2 to 4 over at Federal Plaza. But this event itself will be over at St. Ignatius Prep, mm-hmm. and we're going to be in the cafeteria area. So we really look forward for you to come. And Jackie, I just have another question for you. I know you're going to be doing a lot of great things and a lot of cool things with us here, but in the past, where have you spoken in the past year?
So the last year, actually, I just got back this morning from the SEEK conference over in San Antonio with 13,000 college students. That was fun. We just flew in, actually, this morning from that. And another fun thing I got to do was a women's conference. Like, I love women's ministries, and so when I get to do that, I got to do that here in Orange County, a women's conference. And then over the summer, there were a lot of youth conferences, like Student Milk conferences. And I'm trying to think, gosh, this year, I'm like, I had a baby this year. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I took 2 months off this year because I had my little Zaylee in February. So I took a couple months off. And then it all kind of ministry got really exciting in summer and fall. But got to go to Boston and Rhode Island and, I feel like I feel like I'm on the East Coast a lot, and in Texas and the East Coast. Excellent. So, I don't. Living in California is not the easiest for traveling. Always coast to coast, you know.
Yeah, you're looking at like 5 hours just to get to New York, probably, right? Or probably more.
Yeah. I'm like, Lord, if you want us to move closer, like in the middle of the country, we will listen.
Well, Chicago's right here.
Yep. I know, right? Oh my goodness.
And in your speaking engagements, Jackie, you know, I always like to listen to what experiences you've had as well. Like when you're up there, when you're sharing your story, when you're sharing, you know, the gospel, when you're sharing the teachings, what are some of the most memorable moments you can recall, you know, even within the past couple of events you've had that you see? What are some of the reactions among the young people that you're speaking to, your audience? What are some of the feedback that they give you by listening to you and your story?
A couple things that I see is like, that teens have told me and come up to me, they say, wow, I didn't know you could be Catholic and still just like be normal. Or like, you know, you could, and that's kind of what I thought when I was a teenager, is I thought like, if you were really Catholic, you just had to, you know, like be at church 24/7. You had a Gregorian chant, your coffee order, you know, like I had this idea. And I try to use a lot of humor as well in my talks. And, but that they're like, oh, like you can, like being Catholic it's life-giving. If you're not more boring, like actually you're more alive, you know, when you say yes to God, you're more fully who he created you to be. You're not this like clone of everybody else. So that's one thing. Another thing is I feel like a lot of teens, they just don't have a lot of hope, and they just don't think it's possible. And so a lot of things, like I share about how I was a virgin before marriage, and they're like, what? You know, they're like, nobody does that. And so I was like, yeah, I was 28 years old, and it is possible you're not going to spontaneously combust, you know, if like you don't have sex before marriage. And I also, when Bobby comes with me, most young people, they don't get to see a young Catholic couple who prays together and, you know, shares their story. So a lot of teens, they're like, they think like, oh, it's possible. Like, you can get married to someone who is on fire for their faith, and you can have a marriage that's based on Christ, and it's awesome and beautiful. And so that's, I love speaking with Bobby, because I like that people can see that a man of God who is funny and he's attractive, and that they know, like, it's possible. Like, it is possible to say yes to God and to be on fire and have a joyful life.
Amen to that. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to, you know, share with Jackie Francois Angel.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jim Rigg, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Please join me at the 3rd Annual Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast to benefit the Caritas Scholarship Program and the Office of Catholic Schools. The Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast will be held Tuesday morning, January 24th, at the historic Palmer House Hilton in downtown Chicago. Dr. Joanne Rooney, President of Loyola University Chicago, will offer the keynote address. Cardinal Blaise Supich will be a part of the program, along with our guest MC, ABC7 Chicago's Alan Kraszewski. For more information, tickets, or to sponsor the breakfast, please go to archchicago.org and click on Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast. That's archchicago.org. Click on Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast. Thank you for supporting our wonderful Catholic schools.
Cheers! Chicago's premier wine and craft beer tasting event, Divine Affair, is coming up on January 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Union League Club of Chicago. This Catholic Charities event features tastings of 250 wines from around the world and 6 breweries, as well as gourmet hors d'oeuvres and desserts. You can even get wine tasting tips from a local expert. Tickets are $125, with proceeds benefiting Catholic Charities self-sufficiency programs. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit catholiccharities.net/DVINE. That's catholiccharities.net/divine.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show, the radio show for the Lifelong Formation Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. I am here with my co-host Victor and our wonderful, wonderful guest today, Jackie Francois Angel, that we are very delighted to have here with us today. That is her music that you're listening to in the background. And if you want to know more about her, you can actually go to www.jackiefrancois.com, or you can go to jackieandbobby.com. And you can find a lot of really cool information about them. And Jackie, right before we went on break, you were sharing with us how when you go out and speak and you invite your husband along with you, Bobby, to join you. And how, when you guys talk together and young people see a young couple up there, you know, that it is possible to be fun, that it is possible to be funny and yet still be Catholic. You know, interestingly enough, you know, it's funny that people actually think that Catholics are somehow abnormal or something. But
right.
So in light of that, you know, because I know that young people, and I know we're going to be, our audience here is going to be obviously youth, and we're all, you know, youth and young people in general are always excited about meeting that special someone. So would you mind sharing with us how you met Bobby and how that experience was for you?
Sure. Yeah, actually, the first time I met Bobby, We were at the Theology of the Body Institute in Pennsylvania, because Bobby's from Florida, I'm from California, so of course we meet, Pennsylvania. And so we were at the Theology of the Body Institute, and funny enough, Bobby was actually in seminary the first time I met him. And, you know, any Catholic girl who sees, like, a good-looking seminary, and you're like, oh, you kind of weep a little bit. And so you're like, come on, Lord, you take all the good-looking ones. Why? You know, so what's funny about that is that that week I got to know Bobby and obviously a bunch of other young adults who were there, and but I just, there was something different about Bobby, and I just thought, I said, God, like, that's the kind of guy I want to marry. Like, he's just funny. He's so humble. He's very smart. He's a goofball. Like, and I just, like, that's the kind of guy I want to marry. But what was neat about Bobby being in seminary is it really forced us to just have a friendship. And really, I just wanted the best for Bobby. I'm like, Lord, whatever you're calling him to, like, he's going to be an amazing priest if that's what you're calling him to. Like, he's just an amazing man of God. So Bobby and I were friends for a year and a half, and then actually we re-met at another Theology of the Body Institute, and Bobby was, at this time, he was discerning, like, he was called to marriage, and so when we re-met, it was just such an interesting week, because it was, I mean, so many events happened. It's on our website, because it takes, like, 45 minutes to tell a story, but basically it was like, this is the person. Once we realized we had this attraction, and it was like, this is the person. It was just so weird. It was after 28 years of, like, discerning, both of us discerned, like, I discerned being a sister. He discerned obviously being a priest. And I jokingly told God, I said, Lord, if I could be a nun, but I'm not called to be one, like, I need a guy who could be a priest, but's not called to be a priest. Cause, you know, I knew I loved adoration. I loved the rosary and I loved daily mass. And, like, I wanted a guy who also loved those things and, but also could be a goofball. So I knew Bobby was the guy when, like, finally I could be fully myself. Like, I could fully be my goofball self, but I could also be myself when it comes to how much I love God. Because in some other relationships, you know, like, I couldn't be myself. Like, I felt like I was always trying to be a little bit different for that guy because maybe they didn't like, you know, that I went to daily mass, or maybe, you know, maybe they didn't like that I was such a nerd and a goofball. So finally, with Bobby, I realized, like, this is the guy, like, I want to spend my life with. And sure enough, we love marriage. Like, it's just so much fun. He's really my best friend. And he's, like, the man that I'm so glad I get to, like, you know, walk with to heaven. So, yeah.
Excellent. So, again, we're going to be having Jackie here, and she's going to come and speak about, you know, the many wonderful things that God is calling us to be as people in light of love. And that's going to be taking place at the Youth Rally in Mass. That's going to be on January 15th. Yep. It's a Sunday, 8:30 to 1 p.m. And not only Jackie is going to be with us sharing wonderful, wonderful things, but also Bishop Rojas from the Vicariate 3 here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. He's going to be celebrating the Mass with us. So, Jackie, right before we have to go, what is some of the things that you're going to be focusing on in your talk, and or maybe what are some of the comments that you'd like to share also with some of our listeners?
Especially because we're going to be celebrating the March for Life. I'm going to focus a lot on being made in the image and likeness of God, and how that gives us great dignity, and that every life has great dignity because we're made in the image and likeness of God, who is love, and that He created us for this. For love, like, that's the whole purpose of life, is to love God, to love our neighbor, and to love ourselves. And so I'm going to share a bit about that. And, you know, who knows, I might even bring Bobby on stage to say hi.
Yeah, excellent.
but yeah, I just, overall, like, I always want people to know that, like, nothing in this world will satisfy our hearts except for God. Like, God is the only one who satisfies the desires of our hearts, because we were made for heaven. We were made for an eternity of joy and love with God in heaven. And so I try to, you know, tell the youth that, like, when they want to be popular and successful and rich and famous, and they want to do all these things with their lives, but they think that maybe even marriage will satisfy that ache in their hearts, like, knowing that only God, like, if they know that today, oh man, like, that's good. If you know that as a teenager, that only God can satisfy those longings of your heart, the longings to be known and to be loved, that's a good place to start. So hopefully, hopefully those teens who are there in a couple of weeks, you know, hopefully they leave knowing that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jackie, for being on with us. We really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you at the youth rally. And for all of those of you, stay tuned, and we're going to be coming right back with the rest of our show. So thank you so much, Jackie. God bless, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. and 930 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back, everyone, on this wonderful Wednesday morning. We are here with the Lifelong Journey Show of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Lifelong Formation Office for the Department of Vitality and Mission. And we were just on with our wonderful guest. That track that you just heard is from Jackie Francois Angel, who was just on. So, again, we want to remind you that the Youth Rally in Mass is going to be here in Chicago at St. Ignatius Prep, starting at around 8 o'clock and ending at around approximately 1 p.m. And it'll be taken off to a march where that's going to culminate in Federal Plaza. And let us not forget, we also want to invite you to the Mass because Bishop Rojas from Vicaria 3, he's going to be with us celebrating the Mass. So don't forget to just show up and join us for that. And right now we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit here. So, Victor, did you know, Victor, that we're actually celebrating the National Migration Week this week?
Yes.
And it kicked off with a wonderful Mass on Sunday Cardinal Supich. That was hosted by the Office of Human Solidarity and Dignity. The Immigrant Affairs team did a wonderful job with that. So a shout-out to Elena Segura, who's directing that team out there. And we're here today joined by one of the staff members there at the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity. Someone that works very closely with Elena. Her name is Jasmine. Jasmine, welcome on the show. How are you?
Welcome, Jasmine.
Pretty good. Thanks for having me here.
Excellent, Jasmine. Now, we invited you on for a couple of things because we know that you represent the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity, and we know that you're helping with the Immigrant Affairs team over there with Elena. So You guys just had a wonderful Mass, and can you tell us a little bit about, you know, why this Mass was so important at the initial of the week?
Well, it was to open up the National Migration Week. It's a series of events to pray for immigrants in our country and refugees. So one of the special things that we had at the Mass was a procession of nations with representatives from over 40 countries, and that was from Africa, from Asia, from Latin America, from everywhere. So it was very nice to see that we have representatives in our church from all of those countries.
I heard there was like 40 countries represented. So that's impressive. So I was really happy to see all these faces, different nationalities, languages. Mm-hmm. Even the radiance where they were different languages. That was so cool.
Yeah, and it was very nice to see the unity, because we just made a call for, you know, representatives from all these countries, to our pastors, to our different youth groups. So, you know, they said, oh, I'm from Chile. I'll be willing to, you know, represent my country. I'm from, what other countries did we have? Myanmar, all these countries Africa. That you never thought were, you know, represented here in Chicago.
I saw a lot of cool Eastern European delegations also. Very wonderful costumes from the delegations of Croatia, Poland,
Slovenia.
And Slovenia, some of these other countries that are out east. Wonderful folkloric showing, and it was just a wonderful thing to see. And
but
Victor, you were telling me something about the USCCB. So for those of you that don't know what the USCCB stands for, it's actually the United States Catholic Congress of Bishops. They are the ones that are kind of like the governing body, if you will, of the Catholic Church here in the United States. And they are actually the ones that came up with this. Isn't that right, Victor?
Yes. And you know, the bishops are calling us, as Jasmine mentioned, you know, to support immigrants as well as refugees on three levels. And the one is a special, and that happened on Sunday. So we began here in Chicago with the Mass. It's like sending you off to start this week and pray for our brothers and sisters pastorally and policy advocacy. So those are the three levels we're going to be concentrating when we talk about immigration. Being immigrant, this is an issue that touched me, and this country so wonderfully welcomed me, and I am bringing all these gifts to this country, and I'm putting them. And that's what the bishops are saying. Isn't that, Jasmine, like we are human beings, that we don't come here to steal jobs, but we have also skills. And we have faith, and we are going to be bringing good things to this community. That's what this country is about.
That's right. And one of the things to touch on the third point there of advocacy is that during the Mass, we asked for people to sign an action, which was to ask the center or our elected officials to support an immigration reform.
One of the things I really liked about the Mass with Cardinal Supich was you guys had some speakers up there. You guys had a member of the community of Dreamers and the young woman that spoke there and gave her a testimony along with the doctor that was there. But one of the things that touched me about one of your speakers was that when she started, she says, I am a dreamer, but today I'm here to speak to you, you know, as a daughter that was created in the image of God, as all of us were. So it's really important to really like rescue for us as Catholics, I think, to rescue this, the being created in the image of God. And it's really easy to like get bogged down in our local, you know, issues of immigration, for as complex as they may be. And for the very reasons that people migrate, you know, we tend to like kind of like section ourselves off as different. But yeah, you know what? At the end of the day, we are created in the image of God. So that's, I don't know, how did you feel about that, Jasmine? Because I know you were there in the Mass. So what were some of your reactions to that celebration and that part of the actual Eucharist?
Well, that was very personal as well, because I'm also a dreamer. And I know her struggle. And I know she's also a friend of mine. So it's very nice to see that we all have to make that connection, that before being from a different country or having a different immigration status, we are all brothers and sisters first.
Amen
and
to that.
We're all from the same church. So, yeah, we all have that connection above all.
So real quickly, Jasmine, how did you first become involved? I mean, I know that, you know, it for some of us out there, we know very little about that the church is actually very involved in issues such as immigrant affairs. But how did you first come involved as a young adult and as a young adult leader and a woman? How did you first find out about, you know, how did you first connect that this issue was actually an issue that can find answers through your faith?
Well, I was first connected through the youth group at my parish, St. John Bosco, and there was a need for me to express myself and say that I was a dreamer and that I needed help. So I was then connected to the former Office for Immigrant Affairs and now the Office for Human Dignity and Solidarity Immigration Ministry, and just to help out and give our stories, because the first thing that we have to do is share our stories as immigrants or even as just Native people from this country. And that's how I started working with the office and in different projects.
How cool is that? And I love, Jasmine, what you mentioned, that our Catholic identity is not based where we live, mm-hmm. but on our faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And how beautiful, we began from different countries, and in this week of prayer for immigration and refugees. If you are in your house, we are calling you to pray for these brothers and sisters who are going through a difficult time at this moment of transition that we know now in our country. We are immigrants, but we contribute to this country as well. Thank you for what you do. Keep on doing what you are doing in the office. But we also know that a group of people from this country went to a different country. And can you explain what happened? I want to get there so quick, and I don't know if you can explain what happened to all of our listeners.
Sure. So this was not part of work, but it was it really helped me in my professional development, because I was part of a delegation of over 100 dreamers that went to Mexico as part of an educational program. And it was just to revisit our country, to look at our roots, to learn about our country, because we've been here for, well, at least I've been here for 20 years, and I had not been able to return to my country. So I was able to experience what it feels like to be in my country, to see my roots, to see my family again. And, you know, somebody was asking me, oh, you haven't seen your family in 20 years. I'm like, you haven't seen your mom, your dad. Well, as, you know, as a Latina, family means grandparents, yeah. cousins, yeah. uncles, aunts, everyone. So I was able to see my grandparents again after so long, and it was a very touching, a very emotional moment. But above all, I was able to see all these places in Mexico that I never thought I would visit, like the pyramids of Teotihuacan, the Museum of Anthropology. We also met with senators, with many elected officials. And so we were there for 10 days in Mexico City, visiting different educational conferences, and we're also, you know, one of the things for this project was that we had to be mentors of students of low-income communities in Mexico who are attending the University of Monterrey, mm-hmm. and which is one of the most prestigious schools in Mexico. So we're going to be their mentors in just teaching them English and how to express themselves in English. So that was part of the program.
That is excellent. So we're going to come back and continue talking to Jasmine when we come back. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I searched for my whole life, but I never found your eyes. Looking for love among the lies won't do.
So I can... We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago, featuring a conversation with Archbishop Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Supich about the consistory in Rome and his elevation to the College of Cardinals.
And we'll revisit the Liturgy of Thanksgiving that brought faith and civic leaders together at Holy Name Cathedral. We'll celebrate with hundreds of children at three Chicago area Catholic schools that received National Blue Ribbon Awards. And we'll take you to a tree lighting ceremony that helped shine a positive light on a far Southside Chicago community.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jim Rigg, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Please join me at the third annual Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast to benefit the Caritas Scholarship Program and the Office of Catholic Schools. The Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast will be held Tuesday morning, January 24th, at the historic Palmer House Hilton in downtown Chicago. Dr. Joanne Rooney, President of Loyola University Chicago, will offer the keynote address. Cardinal Blaise Supich will be a part of the program, along with our guest MC, ABC7 Chicago's Alan Kraszewski. For more information, tickets, or to sponsor the breakfast, please go to archchicago.org and click on Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast. That's archchicago.org. Click on Celebrating Catholic Education Breakfast. Thank you for supporting our wonderful Catholic schools.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show of the Lifelong Formation Office of the Parish Vitality and Mission Department. Here with me is our host, Jasmine, and my co-host, Victor. So, Jasmine, before we went out to break, we were actually talking about your experience that you kind of did on your own, and you went for it as someone who is also a dreamer and who also wanted to learn more about the culture. So I'm very happy to hear that you actually got the permits to leave and come back. Mm-hmm. And it's great that you're here with us again. But tell us a little bit more of how this mentorship is going to be working with between you guys and the students of the University of Monterrey. Is it in Mexico City, correct?
That's right. So we were paired with students with who have like our similar educational backgrounds. Let's say if I'm a bachelor's in sociology, they would pair me up with somebody who has a similar career or educational background. So we're going to be in touch through Skype, through Facebook, and all sorts of social media. So we'll be doing this for about 6 months. But we could do, you know, if we want, we could be longer than that.
And what was one of the things that you would say you really learned? What was one of the things you really learned and that you bring back from this trip that you had? What's something that has been sticking with you?
I think not to be afraid. Since I applied for this program, it has been it has strengthened my faith, and just to see how just being again with my family has been a gift from God. And, you know, that's something nobody can take away, regardless of, you know, what happens in the future with, you know, our immigration status. That's, you know, a connection that will always be there. And, you know, I always give thanks to God because he allowed me to, you know, to go through this journey.
Well, that's talking about immigration is about real people. And affecting real people, real lives. And the only thing we are looking for is just to find a better life. And that's the basic thing. And I'm happy I'm living in this country. It's providing me with a family now. And I'm really happy that you are sharing your experience, how you went through all these things, and how you experienced after 20 years mm-hmm. not seeing your grandma. I can't even think about that. So think about the real people who is affected by these cases. Those are brothers and sisters. We are united in faith. Pray for them. This is the week. The bishops are calling us to National Immigration Week. And please do it.
And one of the things that, you know, why I decided to go on to this trip to take that risk, it wasn't, you know, just only for myself. It was also for my parents because they haven't seen their parents in such a long time. And who knows when they'll see them again. My dad's dad, my grandfather, passed away, you know, 18 years ago, and he wasn't able to see him for one last time. You know, so that's, you know, those are the kinds of things that we have to highlight, that we have to, you know, be in you know, people's shoes and to see that reality.
Now, there was an interesting conversation around the whole immigration and the immigrant affairs issue. Obviously, you know, it's an issue that has been very politicized. Mm-hmm. This the election season that just passed, and as we look forward into entering a new era in U.S. politics, so you know, I cannot help but, you know, bring up the two issues that we're actually talking about today. On the one hand, we're talking about the Respect Life, that the youth rally in Mesa we're going to be having this coming Sunday. And then this past Sunday, we kicked off the National Migration Week. And these are two issues that are hot topics, you know, right, in out there. And some may be either polarized and put into different corrals or categories. But here's the thing, though. Here's a question for you, Jasmine. How would you view immigration issues and immigration affairs as being part of the same tapestry as issues that are related to Respect Life? And how are those two, you know, in some way for us as Catholics, the, you know, part of the same body of Christ that is still, you know, trying to find healing?
Well, we have to look back at, you know, to see that immigrants are also humans. There's, you know, you can't talk about Respect Life if you're not respecting the lives of, you know, the children whose parents are maybe undocumented, who may, what if they're sent back to their country and they're left here by themselves? You know, those are also, we have to respect the lives of those children, of those parents, of those workers, of those students, you know, the dreamers who've been here for so long that they've gone to school, they've been paying for their tuition. That's why we have to look at, the, you know, at the human person.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our break, and we'll be right back. So please stay tuned, and we're going to come back and wrap up with some really juicy things. So stay tuned. Come back.
Search for my whole life, but I never found your eyes. Looking for love among the lies won't do.
Hello, I'm Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Dr. Jim Rigg, here to encourage all parents to have your 8th graders take the upcoming Catholic High School Placement Test. Our Catholic high schools offer an education that is truly second to none. Students should go to the high school they plan to attend on Saturday, January the 14th at 8 a.m. No need to pre-register. Bring a $25 check and 2 number 2 pencils. Go to schools.archchicago.org for details. That's schools.archchicago.org to find out more about the January 14th High School Placement Test.
Why do you march for life?
It's just a great afternoon for everyone to come together and witness the joy that life holds for everyone.
We're able to give people a voice who don't have one.
We live in an age where so much of communication is over the internet, and it's really nice to see a living community.
We're here to show God's love. We're here to show that every life matters.
January 14th and 15th, band together and witness to the gift of life at the March for Life Chicago. Speakers include Cardinal Blaise Supich, Gianna Jensen, Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, Bishop Paul of Chicago, and many more.
There's lots of young people. It's going to be a great day in Chicago.
Weekend events include the SFLI Love and Life Conference, Rose Dinner, Youth Rally, Aid for Women Brunch, and of course, the march itself at Federal Plaza. For more information, visit relevantradio.com or the app and select events. Join us January 14th and 15th at the March for Life Chicago weekend and support life and the mother.
And welcome back, everyone, to our top half of the show. We're about to wrap up things. But before we do, we want to just thank Jasmine for being on. Jasmine, thank you so much for coming on the radio and for being brave to share not only your own personal story, but this wonderful trip that you did on your own, and also the work that you do with the Office of Human Solidarity and Dignity through the Migration Ministry team. Any other last questions or thoughts that you might have around the issue that we're talking about, your trip that you had, or the National Migration Week?
Well, just to invite people to look at our website, for both for the office, which is catholicsandimmigrants.org, and we have all kinds of resources for National Migration Week. Again, that website is catholicsandimmigrants.org. And if you would like to know more about the trip, the U.S., the Dreamers Without Borders, it's called, you could also visit usmexicofoundation.org. usmexicofoundation.org to learn more. And I just invite everybody to pray for immigrants and also, you know, people in the U.S. in general, you know, just so we could see that, you know, we're all sisters and brothers and we are one body in Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so now we're going to move over to our segment that is called Can't Get It Out of My Mind. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Victor. Victor, what's something that you just can't get out of your mind?
You know, the Pope said mentioned something really important, and he says when we minister to people, we are called to take our shoes off because we are in a holy ground. And we are talking about these sensible issues, respect life, immigrations. We are talking about people, and we are called to take our shoes off because we are in holy ground. We need to understand what is going on. We are human beings. We can live together. I saw it on Sunday on the Mass. There were so many people, so many cultures, one faith, all united. And that's how we are supposed to live. So I can take that out of my mind. When we minister people, we take our shoes off. We are in holy ground.
Jasmine, what about you? What's something that you just can't get out of your mind?
I can't get out of my mind how we can strengthen the church and our country in general, just through unity. Regardless of our immigration status, of our religion, of our political ideas, you know, we can really be strong if we look at each other, you know, with, you know, the lens of love. And that's one of the things that, you know, Pope Francis has been really straightforward about.
What about you, Pablo?
Well, you know, Victor, one of the things that I can't get out of my mind, you know, is that this is, like November, you know, this is a very politically charged month, January. As you all know, we're going to have a new president come January 20th. So one of the things that I can't get out of my mind is the need to pray and continue to pray for our political leaders. And, you know, just so that they can see the world perhaps through the eyes of us that are out here, you know, doing ministry, and also, you know, to remind them that they are also, you know, persons that are created in the image of God, and that, you know, God is always, you know, inviting us to love through His Son Jesus Christ. So I just can't get it out of my mind the fact that, you know, these two issues are so important to us. And as Catholics, you know, I'm just very happy that we're up here and that we're, you know, very actively involved in both of them. So, you know, it's like Pope Francis said, right? Don't sit on the sidelines, you know, go ahead and be in the forefront of making history. So so that's something I can get out of my mind. And now I'm going to just go ahead and transition over to some announcements before we sign off. But first of all, I want to thank Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine, again, very
thank
much.
You. Thanks
thank
for
you for coming me. On. Thank you for sharing all that wonderful knowledge that you gained from your trip. And more importantly, for, you know, sharing that there is an office that responds to immigration issues here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and that, you know, it is through a Catholic lens. So amen to that. Victor, so any announcement that you might have?
Yeah, you know, this is wonderful. This is for free. This is a marriage prep training day. It's going to be January 28th. If you want to help in the process of the all those who are getting married in the Catholic Church, please come. It's going to be from 9 to 1 in St. Helwig. Give me a call, 312-534-5373. 312-534-5373. You are interested? This is training for free, 9 to 1 on the 28th.
And don't forget to join us for the Youth Rally and Mass with Jackie Francois Angel and with Archbishop Rojas for the Mass this coming Sunday, January 15th, from 8 to about 1 p.m., and then the March for Life after that, if you would like to join that. And don't forget to visit our great resources at the Immigrant Affairs ministry over at the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office of Solidarity and Human Dignity. Thank you so much. This was a lifelong journey. God bless you, and until next time.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.